Okay, Chris, I've got a question here from Hamza, and he asks, can we create artificial nerve signals?
Yes, we can. We actually know quite a lot about how nerve information travels. If you can imagine a nerve cell as a bit like a long straw with sides and a container in the middle, a space in the middle. What nerves do is to move positively charged ions, in this case sodium ions, from the inside of their channel, inside the nerve, to the outside world. So the inside of the nerve is a bit minus compared to the surroundings. And when a nerve impulse travels along a nerve, what happens is that some sodium, goes back inside the nerve through tiny pores which are on the surface of the nerve. And this does what's called depolarizing the nerve, and it makes that little section of the nerve become transiently a bit positive. Now, what that does is two things. One, it starts an electrical signal, rather like a Newton's cradle, running inside the nerve, but it also activates other little channels and pores on the surface of the nerve a bit further downstream, and they open and let some more plus in to sustain and maintain the propagation of the signal, which in a big nerve is actually travelling along at something like 100 metres a second. It only actually ends up going in one direction, though, because in the opposite direction, behind where it's just been, the nerve then pumps the plus back out again and puts some bit less plus in, so it goes back to being minus. So the nerve resets itself. And this process happens in milliseconds. So you can literally conduct hundreds, if not thousands, of these impulses down a nerve in less than a second. So the information can travel very, very fast. And you can make that happen by stimulating the nerve. If you just apply a little bit of electricity to the wall of the nerve, to the nerve fibre itself, you can actually make that process trigger off. And then it self-sustains. The signal will then propagate along the nerve to wherever it goes, in both directions, actually. And scientists use this for a number of reasons. One is that you can artificially activate muscles that way. So if you've been paralysed, for example, you can use techniques like this to restore movement to certain muscle groups by electrically stimulating the nerves that supply those muscles. And another reason is to use brain stimulation. One disease is Parkinson's disease, where this has been done quite effectively. Scientists implant a little electrode in the part of the brain which is involved in the same circuit as is affected by Parkinson's disease, and which makes movement. And if you stimulate those bits of the brain electrically, you can trigger off impulses in the right way and at the right rate to help people who have Parkinson's symptoms to overcome those symptoms and move a bit more easily. So it is possible to recreate nerve signals. At the moment, it's fairly low resolution. You're not stimulating individual nerve cells, you're stimulating clusters of nerve cells, but at the same time, you can do that. And also, if you listened to last week's programme, you'll know that we talked about cochlear implants, which are things that can basically stimulate the nerve that conveys hearing information into the brainstem. Well, they're doing effectively the same thing. They're stimulating nerve cells directly to send sound information into the brain.
Yeah, because I remember about a year ago we had a story on Breaking Science, didn't we, with the researcher Andrew Schwartz, who basically monitored the signals being sent from chimps' brains and then translated them using a computer into muscle movements.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of going the other way, isn't it? Rather than putting input into a cluster of nerve cells, what he was doing was recording the activity, understanding how nerves are encoding information and using that, once it's been decoded by a computer, to then drive muscle movements again in an arm. I think they were making the chimpanzees reach out and grab things, weren't they, just by the power of thought.
Yeah.
Indeed. Right, this is The Naked Scientists, and we're solving your science conundrums. We can be contacted on Twitter at @NakedScientists, or you can send us an email, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.